Morning to you, Nathan.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. What's the weather like up on the Goldie?
A little overcast, which means it's cooler than it usually is at this time of year, so I'm not going to complain about that. The weather forecast is pretty good for most of the week. There's possibility of some rain on Saturday, but not too much.
How do the locals feel the track's racing? We know that they got off the fence last Saturday. We spoke to Tony Gollan and he said, look, the inside's going to be the worst part of the track today. Backing up for the big $10 million race day on Saturday, what are the thoughts about how it will play?
Yeah, that's generally the case here. The jockeys want to get off the fence at the Gold Coast. Oh, I think they felt that it raced pretty well there on Saturday. They could come from anywhere on the track, but... Yeah, for instance, Troy Corston's felt that the Astrologist was on a worse part of the track where he was up against the inside there, it chopped out a little bit. But, I mean, that's just par for the course for the Gold Coast here. Mm. They do get off the track.
Final fields announced yesterday, as you'd imagine, for both the 2 and 3 year old millions, full fields with emergencies. Barrier draws are going to be crucial this morning. You've been up early out of track work this morning. Who were put through some of their final paces?
Yeah, well, the Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace team were out in force this morning. Away game worked with Amish Boy. She worked off Amish Boy and picked him up. There seems to be a real high degree of confidence with the way this girl's come on since that first up run at Doomben where Isotope picked her off late. Barrier draw, obviously crucial for her. They'd like to draw soft so she doesn't have to work too much early, but... Just speaking to both Dave Eustace and Glenn Boss after the work, she's in really good shape, Michael.
It was a good run. Isotope was pretty amazing, but we spoke to Kieran Maher last week and he said she's got a lot of improvement away game to come out of it. Are you looking at that race, if they both draw reasonably well, that it is almost a two-horse race?
I think you have to give respect to Forbidden Love. You saw her there on Derby Day, you know, close up against the older mares at Group 1 level, and she was pretty dominant there at Gosford. So I think she adds another dimension to it. Away game's trying to do what has never been done before, and that's back up and win the 3-year-old after winning the 2-year-old the year before. So she brings a lot of interest to it. So I think those three are... Well, we've already seen Forbidden Love measure up at Group 1, but I think the other two can get to Group 1 later in the season as well.
The 2-year-olds is a really wide-open affair this year. How do the locals and you line up the interstate form compared to the Brisbane and Gold Coast form?
It was like this, the sleeping giant had been awoken on Saturday, Michael, because there'd been quite a few southerners, you know, come and race in the lead-ups here, and they'd been disappointing. But we saw Swift Witness jump out of the ground and also Finance Tycoon live up to his Melbourne form. To sort of probably, you know, the locals have been holding their own up until that point. But I think when you look at the time Swift Witness ran, I think, you know, for mine, those two fillies now stand out, Swift Witness and She's All Class, who obviously beat her at Wyong. And the question is whether Blinkers and the race experience make up that 5-length deficit on She's All Class, or is She's All Class that good? So... Glenn Boss, certainly, he's not riding Swift Witness, but he's very taken with her and he thinks that she's a definite winning chance.
Well, he's on Fake Love, so she's probably around about a $10 or $12 chance. There's another one that won really well on debut that I'm still surprised is about $18, and that's Queen of Wizardry. How did you line up that debut performance?
Yeah, possibly a little flattering, I thought, with those up in front stopping. The time was very average. No horse has ever won the race at its second start. No looking back was first past the post, but it's a difficult thing to do, and I think she needs to improve a fair bit.
Do you think the girls have got the wood on the boys? Finance Tycoon was really professional last Saturday. We've seen Alpine Edge 2 for 2 and Shaquiro as well, who improved behind Finance Tycoon on Saturday.
It was just such a big deficit in the times, wasn't there, between Swift Witness and Finance Tycoon. Alpine Edge is going along pretty well, but I think he still needs to go to another level. So Swift Witness has been the big mover, hasn't she? I think she was sort of $7 or so after that race on Saturday, but she just continued to firm the whole way through. because she did put the time on the board, and not many of these two-year-olds have put a time on the board this season, whereas she's an exception to that rule. So I think on speed figures, she's going to be right there.
Outside of the race day activities, we had the drama during the week with the Greater Brisbane being locked down, but thankfully that seems to have been a blip on the radar and it's all back to normal now. What's the atmosphere and the excitement like at the Millions Complex, and how strong are people predicting it to be?
I think people are predicting it to be very strong. Certainly the top end will be, like it always is, plenty of competition there. The comments I'm getting from people like Troy Corsons, for instance, who you know is such a terrific judge, he just said it's just a wonderful catalogue. And they're just, I guess some of those guys like that, they're hoping that with the bigger numbers this year that it creates some opportunities in the marketplace with, you know, some people not being here, that you're not going to have the same numbers on the sale grounds this year. And whether that translates to less competition, you know, we're not sure. Certainly other sales in 2020 held up under the COVID restrictions, but it's a huge catalogue this year. First time ever that seven straight days of selling. They're starting on today for the first time. But you know, I think you'll see the fireworks at the top end, and bargain hunters are just hoping that there's some cracks in the wall that, you know, some might slip through and that they can secure a bargain. But from what I gather, they're hard to find.
Yeah, it is going to be the best catalogue, a lot of people have said, that has been put forward. And we've got the boss about to join us, Jerry Harvey. Nice, he'll be happy with what you had to say there. you'll be welcome back to the sales complex today. Mate, well done on the update this morning. I'll pin you down for your final tip after the barrier draws. We'll have a chat a little later in the week, Nath.
I look forward to that, mate. I'm pleased you're not up here to make fun of my dress sense this year too. So
that is my great disappointment. Wonder what you're wearing. Good on you, Nathan.
Cheers, mate. Nathan.